It's Jerry Thorne, it's Voice Over Matters, the podcast that looks at things in Kenya, all things political, all places, all people, and even pirates. Over the next few series, or in the last few series, we've actually been trying to get across to you the information in the BBI report. We want to try and make sure everybody knows what's in this report before the discourse is hijacked by media personalities and, of course, politicians as they drive their agenda. It's important we know what's in this document. Understandably, it's an extensive, intensive document, comprehensive document, 204 pages. And it's not something that you would perhaps sit down and read or read in all in one go. So my objective here is to try and give you as much information as possible by reading this document verbatim. It becomes impossible at times because there's footnotes and so on, so sometimes I overlook those. But the last few episodes have been verbatim. There's no analysis, there's no comparisons, there's no pushing of any agendas. It's simply reading this document to you. Now, this is episode 6, and it starts off with what they've called here an implementation matrix. And I'll try and convey the information on that to you. It's in the format of a chart, so it might be quite difficult to verbalize or put this into audio, but it's a chart with four rows and or rather columns, and each column, well, the first column says policy area, the second column is action required, i.e. new policy review or policy implementation, and then you've got another column which says actors, and then another column which says time frame. So policy area, the first one is doctrines, and the action required for this, or the new policy or policy review or policy implementation that's required for this, is inclusion in Kenya's value system into the constitution, and also the internalization of the national and devolved public service and state offices. The key actors in this are President Uhuru Kenyatta, Right Honourable Raila, the National Executive, Parliament, Judiciary, Constitutional Commissions and Independent Offices, and County Governments. And the time frame stipulated for this, it says here, immediate start with a 2-year optimal implementation period. The next policy area that is part of this implementation matrix is a policy guide on national heritage and history, and the policies that need to either be created or reviewed and implemented include a policy on national heritage, history and culture, establishment of an Office of National Heritage, History and Archiving Services, and a national civic education policy and implementation thereof. And the key actors here are stated as the Office of the President, Department responsible for national heritage, Parliament, county governments, and civil society organizations. And again, the stipulated time frame for this states that it's immediate at the start with a 2-year optimal implementation period. And then the next policy area in this matrix says policy guide on national ethos and responsible citizenship. The required action, i.e. the new policy or policy review and implementation that needs to take place, includes policy on nationhood and inclusivity, policy on national ethos and responsible citizenship, policy on ethics and integrity. They haven't stated the key actors here, but they do say again, the time frame is immediate start with a 2-year optimal implementation period. And then number 4 is a policy guide on citizen education, and the policy implementation and review that needs to be looked at is policy on education. Again, no actors here, but immediate start with a 2-year optimal implementation period. Within this matrix, it also states that there needs to be a policy guide on productivity and shared prosperity, and the required action, i.e. the new policy or policy review and policy implementation that's been stated here, includes policy on productivity and shared prosperity, policy on manufacturing, policy on SMEs, policy on machinery, policy on agriculture, policy on exploitation of natural resources, policy on taxation, policy on public finance management, policy on lotteries, betting and gaming, policy on incubation and support for small and micro businesses, policy on innovation, creation and safe use of new and emerging technologies. Again, no key actors have been stated here. And again, immediate start with a 2-year optimal implementation period. Next policy is a policy guide on health and wellness. And it simply states that the policy that's to be reviewed, created and implemented is health and wellness and a happiness policy. Number 7 There's actually, they don't state a time frame for this, interestingly enough. Number seven, within this matrix, which is a chart or a table that I'm looking at and trying to convey to you in the best way possible. Number seven, it says a policy guide on good governance. And the policy that needs to be created, reviewed, and implemented includes policy on public offices and service, policy on service delivery, policy on emergencies and hazards, policy on e-governance, policy on devolution of governance, policy on public participation in governance, policy on anti-corruption practices, policy on government-owned entities. And the time frame here stated, as with most of the others or all the others so far, immediate start with a 2-year optimal implementation period. Number eight then says policy guide on justice, and the policy area that, or rather the policies that need to be either created, reviewed, and then implemented include a policy on economic and social rights, Article 43 of the Constitution, and a policy on justice. Again, immediate start with a 2-year optimal implementation period. Number nine, policy guide on security and safety, and the areas of policy or the policies that need to be created, reviewed, and implemented include policy on safety and security, policy on food security, policy on peace, policy on disasters and hazards, policy on counterterrorism. Again, as with all the others, the time period stated, it says here, immediate start with a 2-year optimal implementation period. Number 10 in this matrix, and it's the final one, I'm sure, not the least important one, policy guide on unity in diversity. And here, the policy that needs to either be reviewed, created, and then implemented include policy on affirmative action, policy on gender inclusiveness, policy on persons living with disabilities. Again, the time frame is stated, as with all the others, immediate start with a 2-year optimal implementation period. So that's that table that I've tried to convey to you. And this is what they've called within this report, the implementation matrix. Right. After that is Annex B, the Constitution of Kenya Amendment Bill 2020. And this is probably the most contentious, or will be the most contentious issue, this particular bill. I don't want to go into sort of the analysis of it. I will just read it as is written in this document. So, the Constitution of Kenya Amendment Bill 2020. The Constitution of Kenya Amendment Bill 2020, a bill for an act of Parliament to amend the Constitution of Kenya, enacted by the Parliament of Kenya as follows. Short title 1. This act may be cited as the Constitution of Kenya Amendment Act 2020. Insertion of a new article 10A in the Constitution. 2. The Constitution is amended by inserting the following new article immediately after Article 10. 10A. The Constitution embraces the goals of African unity and political confederation of the East Africa region as an integral towards attainment of sustainable development, prosperity for all, and stability. 2. The state shall take legislative, policy, and other measures to give effect to this article. Insertion of new Article 11A in the Constitution. That's 3. The Constitution is amended by inserting the following new article immediately after Article 11. 11A, Economy and Shared Prosperity. This Constitution recognizes the need for an economic system that provides equitable opportunities for all the people of Kenya to benefit from economic growth in a comprehensive, fair, and sustainable manner. 2. The state shall promote A. productivity through protection of intellectual property rights. B. investment, enterprise, and industrialization for sustainable economic development. C. sustainable agriculture. D. an economic system that supports small and micro enterprises. E. an infrastructure that supports the digital economy. And F. application of science and technology in the production system. Insertion of new Article 18A in the Constitution, which is 4. The Constitution is amended by inserting the following new article immediately after Article 18. Responsibilities of a Citizen, 18A. 1. This Constitution recognizes responsibilities of a citizen as a key to building prosperous, fair, and secure nation. 2. Every citizen has a responsibility to A. cultivate national unity on the basis of respecting Kenya's ethnic, intellectual, economic, and cultural diversity. B. promote and protect the well-being of the family, including respect for their parents and elders. C. practice ethical conduct and combat corruption. D. fulfill parental responsibilities towards their children. E, develop one's abilities and skills for the advancement of the self and the community and the nation. F, honestly declare their income to lawful agencies and pay prescribed taxes and duties. G, respect private property and protect public property from waste and misuse. H, serve in defense of the country. And I, promote the unity and dignity of Africa and her people. 3. The responsibilities set out in Clause 2 apply equally, where appropriate, to non-citizens. Amendment of Article 31 of the Constitution. 5. Article 31 of the Constitution is amended by inserting the following new paragraph immediately after paragraph D. E. Their personal data infringed. Amendment of Article 80. Article 80 of the Constitution is amended by inserting the following new paragraph immediately after paragraph A. AA, for the effective expeditious investigations, prosecution and trial of the cases relating to this chapter. Amendment of Article 87 of the Constitution. 7. Article 87 of the Constitution is amended. A, in Clause 1, by inserting the words including those arising from nomination of candidates by a political party at the end of the clause, and B, in Clause 3, by inserting the words or through electronic media at the end of the clause. Amendment of Article 88 of the Constitution. 8. Article 88 of the Constitution is amended. A, in Clause 2A, by deleting subparagraph 1, and substituting, therefore, the following new subparagraph. 1. A president, deputy president, a county governor, a deputy county governor, a member of parliament, or a member of a county assembly. B. By inserting the following new clause immediately after clause 3. 3A. The commission consists of 7 members, 4 of whom shall be representatives of parliament, of parliamentary political parties. 3B. A member of the commission shall hold office for a single term of 4 years. C. In clause 4, by 1, inserting the words including ensuring compliance with article 54(2) and 81(b) at the end of paragraph D, and 2, deleting paragraph E. Amendment of article 90 of the Constitution. This is number 9. Article 90 of the Constitution is amended. A. In clause 1, by deleting the words the seats in parliament provided for under articles 97(1)(c) and 98(1)(b), (c) and (d). 4. B. In clause 2, by 1, deleting words except in the case of the seats provided for under article 91(b), appearing in paragraph B. 2. Deleting paragraph C and substituting, therefore, the following new paragraph. C. Each party list includes women, persons with disabilities, youth, ethnic and other minorities and marginalized communities. C. In clause 3, by deleting the words seats won by candidates of the political party at the general election and substituting therefore the word votes received by a political party participating in a general under article 1771A. Amendment of Article 91 in the Constitution. 10. Article 91(1) of the Constitution is amended by inserting the following new paragraph immediately after paragraph H. I. Comply with the principles in Article 81(b) and 54(2). Amendment of Article 97 in the Constitution. 11. Article 97 of the Constitution is amended. A. In Clause 1, by 1. Deleting paragraph A and substituting, therefore, the following new paragraph. A. 360 members, each elected by registered voters from 290 constituencies, constituting single and multiple member constituencies. 2. Deleting paragraph B. 3. Deleting paragraph C. And 4. Inserting the following new paragraphs immediately after paragraphs D. E. The leader of the official opposition. F. The Attorney General, who's an ex officio member, and G, the Cabinet Ministers, who are not members of Parliament, who are ex officio members. B, by inserting the following new clause immediately after clause 3. 3, the determination of constituencies for the seats under Clause 1A shall comply with Articles 81D and 89(7). Amendment of Article 98 of the Constitution. 12. Article 98 of the Constitution is amended in A, Clause 1, by 1, deleting paragraph A and substituting therefore the following new paragraph. B, 94 members, being one woman and one man, from each county elected by the registered voters of the counties. 2, deleting paragraph B. 3, deleting paragraph C and 4, deleting paragraph D. B, by deleting clause 2. 13, amendment of Article 99 of the Constitution. Article 99(2) of the Constitution is amended by deleting paragraph D. 14, insertion of a new Article 107A in the Constitution. The Constitution is amended by inserting the following new article immediately after Article 107. 107A, the leader of the official opposition. 1. There shall be a leader of official opposition in the National Assembly. 2. The leader of the official opposition shall be the person A, who received the second greatest number of votes in a presidential election, and B, whose political party or coalition of parties has at least 25% of all the members of the National Assembly. 3, where the person under Clause 2 is unable to assume office or the office becomes vacant under Article 103, the political party or coalition or parties not forming government to which the person was a member shall nominate another person to be the leader of the official opposition. 15, repeal and replacement of Article 108 of the Constitution. The Constitution is amended by repealing Article 108 and replacing it with the following new article, 108. Order of the precedence in National Assembly. The following order of precedence shall be observed in National Assembly. A, the Speaker of the National Assembly. B, the Prime Minister. And C, the Leader of the Opposition. 16, amendment of Article 103 of the Constitution, 113 rather, of the Constitution. Article 113(3) of the Constitution is amended by deleting the words National Assembly shall refer to the bill of to the President within 7 and substituting therefore the words the originating House shall refer the bill to the President within 14. 17, repeal of Article 123 of the Constitution. The Constitution is amended by repealing Article 123. 18. Amendment of Article 130 of the Constitution. Article 131 of the Constitution is amended by inserting the words Prime Minister, the Deputy Prime Minister, immediately after the words Deputy President. 19. Amendment of Article 131 of the Constitution. Article 131(1)(b) of the Constitution is amended by A, inserting the words the Prime Minister, the Deputy Prime Ministers, immediately after the words the Deputy President, and B, deleting the words Cabinet Secretaries and substituting therefore the words Cabinet Ministers. 20. Amendment of Article 132 of the Constitution. Article 132 of the Constitution is amended by A, in Clause 1, by inserting the expression and economic and social rights referred to in Article 43 at the end of paragraph C1, and B, by deleting the words deleting cabinet secretaries appearing in Clause 2A and Clause 5 and substituting therefore the words cabinet ministers. 21. Amendment of the Article 134 of the Constitution. Article 1342(c) of the Constitution is amended by deleting words cabinet secretaries and substituting therefore the words cabinet ministers. 22. Amendment of Article 138 of the Constitution. Article 138(8)(b) of the Constitution is amended by deleting the words Deputy President. 23. Amendment of Article 140 of the Constitution. Article 140(2) of the Constitution is amended by deleting the word 14 and substituting therefore the word 30. 24. Insertion of new Part 2A in the Constitution. The Constitution is amended by inserting the following new part immediately after Article 151. Part 2A, the Prime Ministers and Deputy Prime Ministers. 151A, Office of the Prime Minister. 1. There shall be a Prime Minister appointed by the President in accordance to Article 151(b). 2. The Prime Minister shall, A, be the leader of government business in the National Assembly. B, oversee the legislative agenda in the National Assembly on behalf of government. C, supervise the execution of the function of ministers and government departments. D, chair cabinet committee meetings as assigned by the president. E, assign any of the function of the office of the deputy prime ministers. And F, perform any other duty assigned by the president or conferred by legislation. 151B, appointment of the prime minister. 1. Within 7 days of the president being sworn in after a general election or following an occurrence of vacancy in the office of the prime minister, the president shall nominate a prime minister in accordance with this article. 2. A person is eligible to be nominated as a prime minister if the person is a member of the National Assembly who is the leader of the majority party or coalition of parties in the National Assembly. 3. Within 7 days of the Speaker receiving a nomination from the President, the Speaker should call a vote in the National Assembly to confirm the appointment of the person proposed by the President. 4. A vote under Clause 3 passes if it is supported by more than half of all the members of the National Assembly. 5. Where the National Assembly fails to confirm the appointment of a person nominated by the president, the largest party or coalition of parties shall, within 7 days of rejection of a nominee, designate another member to be the party leader in the National Assembly, and clause 1, 2, and 3 shall apply. 6. The National Assembly fails to confirm the appointment of the person proposed under clause 5, the president shall appoint a member who, in the president's opinion, is able to command the confidence of the National Assembly. 151C, vacancy in the office of the prime minister. 1. The office of the prime minister becomes vacant if the holder of the office, A, is dismissed by the president, B, ceases to be a member of the National Assembly in accordance with Article 103, C, resigns from office in writing addressed to the president, or D, is impeached from office in accordance with this article. 2. A member of the National Assembly supported by at least one quarter of all members may propose a motion of no confidence in the Prime Minister. 3. If the National Assembly, by a resolution supported by more than half of all members, passes the motion of no confidence in the Prime Minister, the Prime Minister ceases to hold office. 151D, the Deputy Prime Ministers. 1. There shall be 2 deputy prime ministers appointed by the president among the cabinet ministers. From among the cabinet ministers. 2. A deputy prime minister shall, in addition to their functions as a cabinet minister, A, deputize the prime minister in their execution of the prime minister's functions, and B, perform any other function the prime minister may assign. 3. The office of a deputy prime minister becomes vacant if the person A, is dismissed by the president, B, ceases to be a member of parliament under Article 103, C, ceases to be a cabinet minister, or D, resigns in writing addressed to the president. 25. Amendment to Article 152 of the Constitution. Article 152 of the Constitution is amended. A, in Clause 1, by inserting the following new paragraphs immediately after Paragraph B. BA, the Prime Minister, and BB, the Deputy Prime Ministers. B, by deleting the words Cabinet Secretary and Cabinet Secretaries wherever they appear in the article and substituting therefore the words Cabinet Minister or Cabinet Ministers. C, in Clause 2, by deleting the words nominate and with the approval of National Assembly. D, by deleting Clause 3 and substituting therefore the following new clause. 3. The cabinet ministers may be appointed from among the members of the National Assembly. 26. Amendment of Article 153 of the Constitution. Article 153 of the Constitution is amended by deleting the words cabinet secretary wherever they appear and substituting therefore the words cabinet ministers. 27. Amendment of Article 154 of the Constitution. Article 154(2)(a) of the Constitution is amended by deleting words nominated and with the approval of the National Assembly. 28. Amendment of Article 155 of the Constitution. Article 155 of the Constitution is amended by deleting Clause 3 and substituting therefore the following new clause. 3. The President shall appoint principal secretaries from among persons recommended by the Public Service Commission. 29. Amendment of Article 156 of the Constitution. Article 1564C of the Constitution is amended by inserting words functions of a cabinet minister and immediately after the words shall perform. 30. Amendment of Article 157 of the Constitution. Article 1573 of the Constitution is amended by deleting words High Court and substituting therefore the words Court of Appeal. 31. Repeal of Article 158 of the Constitution. The Constitution is amended by repealing Article 158. 32. Amendment of Article 164 of the Constitution. Article 164 of the Constitution is amended by A, inserting the words and shall hold office for a single term of 5 years at the end of the clause 2, and B, inserting the following new clause immediately after clause 3. 4. Despite Article 1634, a determination by the Court of Appeal on an appeal relating to a petition concerning an election other than a presidential election is final. 33. Amendment of Article 165 of the Constitution. Article 165(2) of the Constitution is amended by inserting the words, and shall hold office for a single term of 5 years at the end of the clause. 34. Article 166 of the Constitution is amended, A, in Clause 3 by deleting the word 15 whenever it appears in paragraphs A, B, and C, and substituting therefore the word 20, and B, in Clause 4 by deleting the word 10 wherever it appears in paragraphs A, B, and C, and substituting therefore the word 15. 35. Amendment of Article 167 of the Constitution. Article 167 of the Constitution is amended by inserting the following new clause immediately after Clause 5. 6. The provision of Clause 2, 3, and 4 relating in the tenure of the office of the Chief Justice shall apply to the office of the Deputy Chief Justice. 36. Amendment 171 of the Constitution. Article 171 of the Constitution is amended, A, in Clause 2, by inserting the following new paragraph immediately after paragraph H, I, the Judiciary Ombudsman. B, in Clause 4, by deleting the words, and shall be eligible to be nominated for one further term of 5 years. C, by inserting the following new clauses immediately after Clause 4. 5, the members of the Commission elected under Clause 2, F, shall not practice in courts and tribunals during their period within the service commission, within the service of the commission. 37. Amendment of Article 172 of the Constitution. Article 172(1) of the Constitution is amended by inserting the following new paragraphs immediately after paragraph C. CA, receive complaints against judges, investigate and discipline judges by warning, reprimanding, or suspending a judge. 38. Insertion of a new article 172(a) in the Constitution. The Constitution is amended by inserting the following new article immediately after Article 172, and that's Article 172A, the Office of the Judiciary Ombudsman. 1. There is established the Office of the Judiciary Ombudsman. 2. The President shall nominate and, with the approval of the National Assembly, appoint the Judiciary Ombudsman. 3. The Judiciary Ombudsman shall, A, receive and conduct inquiries into complaints against judges, registrars, magistrates, and other judicial officers and other staff of the judiciary. B. Sensitize and promote engagement with the public on the role and performance of the judiciary. C. Improve transparency and accountability in the judiciary. 4. The Judiciary Ombudsman shall prepare regular reports to the Judicial Services Commission on any complaint under Clause 3, which shall state A, the findings of the Judiciary Ombudsman, and B, recommendations on the action to be taken by the Judicial Services Commission. 5. The qualification for appointment as a Judiciary Ombudsman are the same as for the appointment as a judge of the Supreme Court. 6. The Judiciary Ombudsman shall not investigate any matter pending before any court or tribunal, or reopen a court or tribunal case, or review a judge's decision. 8. As soon as practicable, after the end of each financial year, the Judiciary Ombudsman shall submit a report to the President and Parliament. 9. Parliament shall enact legislations to give full effect to the article.